Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Marks. He is the author of Small Business Book of Lists. That's the one I introduced you to, golly, early in the last decade.
Long time ago.
Outfoxing the Small Business Owner is another book. In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. That's one of my favorites of his. And that was updated in 2011, by the way. So, Gene, thanks again for being here. Gene Marks, thehartford.com is where they can go to find the research I know that we've been talking about today. You want to give us your website, too?
I'm sure it's marksgroup.net. Where you can go to see the
check
product
that out.
Company.
And the books are available wherever books
CRM,
are
CRM, sales and marketing sold. Technology, stuff like that.
All right. So, Gene, give us some tips for to wrap up the year and start the new year going. Some good Gene Marks stuff.
A few things that I've learned heading into next year, and I'm going to leave you with, I'll give you three good tips, Jim. Number one is surrounding yourself with mentors and advisors. I've been doing a lot more of that. It's amazing. The older that you get, the more that you, more experience that you have running a business, the more you realize how much you don't know, right? It's like, I'd rather be dumb and happy. So as I realize all the things that I just really aren't very good at and don't know, I have surrounded myself with some good mentors, and I really recommend that to any business owner.
At a time, you're saying at a time when you should be the mentor, you're still getting mentors.
All the time. And I got news to you. I can use the example of other of my clients that use mentors for themselves. Sometimes it's just friends or colleagues from the industry. Sometimes they belong to groups like Vistage or CEO, which are wonderful organizations. I have one client, Jim, that goes and sees a psychologist once a week. He pays $200 an hour. And he sits there for an hour session, and it's a trained professional. You just talk to him about the stuff going on in his life, his business, his balancing his family life and his work life. That's a mentor to him, and he said it's had a huge effect on him.
You know, time. I used to, when I had my consulting business before I started my media company, I'm not a trained psychologist, but I felt like a lot of times my clients hired me just to be able to dump on me. You know?
That's right.
And I would sit there and listen to it.
And I always said, I think I said this to you before, that like I would, if I could go back to college again, I think I could go to college, you know? All right, so having mentors is number one. Number two, you and I were talking about investing for growth and hiring people. You have to see this as well with the people you talk to. Most of my clients, rather than hire, are really doing their best to outsource wherever that they can.
Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
It's the best thing, and of course we know there are lots of great sites out there from Upwork and Guru and even Craigslist to find good people, but it's just a matter of, you know, focusing on what you do best and outsourcing the rest, and I do a lot of that in my company as well. We've stayed really lean and mean because of it. I like the gig economy, despite what some politicians might say.
I have a
huge opportunity.
I have a question that I encourage all small business, well, everybody to ask, but especially small businesses, and that's to when you're trying to solve a problem, when you're trying to decide what to do about something or some part of your business, you know, as you're dealing with it, ask yourself this question: must this be done in house?
Right.
If it's not a core competency, there's probably a contractor who can do it better and cheaper.
Absolutely right. It's absolutely right. And so that's the second thing is outsourcing. And then number three, as we head into the election year, smart business owners put aside their politics and put aside their emotions, and they watch where the trends are going. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether you support a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate, ultimate for president. In the end, they're going to have a big impact on your business. So keep a close eye and pay close attention to what the elections are doing. If you were doing very well under the Obama administration, there are plenty of small businesses that did well under President Obama. You might be leaning more towards Hillary Clinton, because a lot of those policies will continue. If you were not doing as well, then you want to take a harder look at his Republican opponent.
Yeah.
That will impact your business significantly in the next few years, and I know a lot of smart business owners are keeping a very close eye on where Washington is going.
Well, I've been trying to encourage small business owners to become single-issue voters for their small business. You know, a lot of people own a business, but they're really big on an environment or some other topic, and they vote for those. And what I tell them is, look, you can do all kinds of nice things for those other ideas if you've got a good, strong small business. Be a single issue voter for your small business first.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, you vote for your best interest, and what benefits your employees and all the people that rely on you, your business as well.
And then you can make all kinds of money and give it to the environment or to whatever your topic, whatever your issue is. Hey, Gene, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. Again, we've been talking about the Hartford Success Study. So please, Hartford.com/success study. Talks about this as well as some of these tips that I just mentioned.
Yep, absolutely. It's all right there. Hey, Gene, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It was great speaking with you. Have a great holiday.
You too. Our good friend Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll get more out of him later on. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.